And now it's time to look through the window of baseball with our friend Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, how are you today?
Hey, Bruce.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing good, and I appreciate you hanging in here. You know, the time always slips away from me, so thank you for hanging in. Hunter Pence, Bruce, and I value your opinion. You know, there's always a buzz guy that you mention the name and people start talking. He's turned into the buzz guy in this ball club. What do you take on Hunter Pence?
Well, you know, the way the team is going, there's so much talk about trading him, and you know, Texas is obviously interested. But when you take a really hard look at it, and I've been listening to a lot of your callers that are all over this, and you guys as well, I mean, you can't win in the National League without an outfield. And if you trade Pence for prospects, you're coming back next year with Pagan and a Prayer, unless you can somehow pull off something to bring in another, corner outfielder. And we've seen that their minor league system, with the possible exception of Noonan, everybody they brought up or considered isn't ready, like, at all. So, I mean, I think you sign Pence long term. I really do. I really like Pence. I like everything about him. He does frustrate you with his production at times, but in a lineup that's functioning a little bit smoother with a healthier Pagan, a healthier Sandoval, and of course Buster Posey, you know, a fresh year, I think he can really help you. But most of all, you've got to have respectable players in your outfield.
Right. No, I agree. Until you tell me who's going to replace him, I think that's the deal in baseball. And, I love Chu, but the Reds will probably lock him up and keep him there. I think the Reds can win the pennant this year. You know, Bruce, you saw the Reds this week. To me, the Reds are the best team I've seen all year.
Wow.
Yeah, no doubt. I watched the last two games against the Dodgers, and the Dodgers did win last night because Hanley Ramirez is so hot, it's just ridiculous. But Homer Bailey was fabulous. He just owned Puig with fastballs right down the middle, just to the outside of the plate, striking him out time after time, mixing in a curveball. He owned Puig last night. He owned everybody but that one hanging curveball to Hanley Ramirez. But they've got a good rotation. They got Chapman throwing 103 at the finish. They got a real good hitting lineup. They field the ball great, as we saw. And I think we'll definitely see them in October.
No doubt about it. And, Bruce, I'm going to lean on the Cardinals, and obviously the best record, right? But despite losing the last two in Atlanta, those guys got the pitching staff, they got a pen, and the murderer's row on that lineup. And when it comes to Pence, you look at their right fielder, Beltran. They're both getting paid the same amount this year, and Beltran's got 19 and 55 ribbies in a stacked lineup. But, I mean, that's production that you need out of your right fielder, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think they need it as much as the Giants do, that's for sure. I mean, because the Cardinals, they're tough up and down. I mean, you know, Carpenter and Craig, you know, before you even get to Yadier Molina and
Freeze Holiday, and all those guys.
I mean, just they're top to bottom. And if you brought Beltran back here and watched him for a while here, you'd rather have Pence.
Yeah, I think, let's put it this way. They won a World Series with Pence, and they didn't win one with Beltran, so it's a good argument.
Pence was throwing sunflower seeds and speeches,
whatever
but
it is,
what was he doing at the plate? That's all I'm saying.
He drove in some big – well, the proof is they got it done.
They won.
All right, so here's the question. Bruce Jenkins with us. You know, Tim Flannery's going to join us soon, and, you know, you talk to the coaches. I still say there's so many games left. They're eight back in the loss column. And in a normal year, if you're playing good baseball, there's still a tremendous amount of hope. But in a year where nothing goes right for you, it's almost like the baseball gods have flipped the luck switch on the Giants. Where are the Giants really, Bruce, in your estimation right now?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the regular eight games out. I mean, last night's game was just unbelievably deflating. You get the crowd on their feet, one strike away, and you get a Bill Buckner play. I mean, that's just appalling. I mean, it wasn't even real. You got a sure-handed guy at first base. The ball's hit right to him. He's guarding the line, and it goes through his legs. I mean, these are the kinds of things that happen to a team that gets the switch flipped on them. You know, and the Washington Nationals are going through the same thing. An even more, I think, talented team than the Giants overall. They can't win to save their lives, and it's just sometimes you can't explain it. But the bottom line is, it doesn't feel good at all, and they're certainly not playing anywhere near as well as Arizona or the Dodgers right now.
No, well, let's change gears for a second. You wrote a little bit about Ryan Braun today.
Sure did.
And records and who came in second and all that. You can't go backwards in this thing, right? And I agree with you. You just have to go forward and just say that's what happened, and let's move on.
Yeah, I mean, you could fiddle around with the past all you want. I mean, if you vacate his MVP award, well, then what are you going to do with all the ones that Bonds won? And, you know, Canseco, well, Juan Gonzalez, Caminiti, you know, they weren't suspended. But, I mean, the association is there just as clear as day. And you just can't do that. But baseball's not the kind of sport where you try to reverse the past. And certainly trying to remove statistics is completely nonsensical because they all sort of connect, and you just can't take out part of them. You know what I mean? But the main thing is you do have to look forward. The stuff that happened in the past, it happened. I mean, people are still upset about Roger Maris, you know, and Babe Ruth, but it happened. They're not going to wipe the 61 off the books. And it's just, Pete Rose is his. You know, they stand. I'm sorry. Julius Joe can play for me.
Yeah.
You know, just forget about all that. It's all about trying to make the game better. How can we move forward?
Roger Clemens would be out of some hardware, too, yeah. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have several blank pages in the book, and it's like, it'd be like tomorrow's Hall of Fame ceremony. Where is everybody?
They're all dead is what happened.
You know, Ryan Braun's been getting lit up in the media this week by guys that he knows. Aaron Rodgers lit him up a little bit, feeling that he was duped and lied to. And then Zach Greinke, this is a guy that used to have anxiety disorders, right? That he might be the most honest guy in all of sports. After the Dodgers signed him to the big deal, he said, hey, if another team would have offered me one more dollar than the Dodgers did, I'd be playing for them. And then on Braun, he says, quote, he lied to us, forced us to lie for him. The closer you were to him, the more he would use you. I mean, that's a H-bomb right on Braun's head from his former teammate.
Yeah, that was really heavy. I was surprised, really, on both counts. I mean, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, those guys are really good friends. They're in business together. And I was just kind of surprised that would go in front of a TV camera and... Yeah.
Well, people want their credibility.
Well, they're business partners, don't they? I guess they own a sports bar in Milwaukee or somewhere together. That's going to make for an awkward shareholders meeting. I think we just lost Bruce.
Yeah. Oh, Bruce.
Wouldn't
right,
that make for an... I mean, Marty, you're a big dealer in Wheeler. You know how that goes. You imagine when they sit down to talk about the budget for the next year? Yeah. That's going to be an awkward conversation.
Well, this is not good. I don't know where all this is going to go.
Nobody even ever spoke about Bonds like that. But to come out on Braun, this is... Boy, he must have. Boy, he burned some bridges.
Yeah, and it's a couple of times.
Yeah,
and it's like the finger pointing of Palmeiro.
Sure.
You know, you get into that thing and you challenge people.
Right.
Then when it's not true, you have trouble getting around it.
As Gary and Larry, and especially Gary this week, were kind of on point that Barry Bonds at least kind of. I mean, he definitely had his chin held high, but he wasn't attacking others so much. Or at least I don't remember
he
it that way.
He just didn't say anything.
Right. He kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, that's the difference. Hey, Bruce Jenkins, back with us. Bruce, I was thinking as you were talking, the only sport where they've actually vacated anything is the NCAA basketball. You know, Villanova, right? You know, Howard Porter, whoever it was.
And then they took Reggie Bush's Heisman, didn't they?
Yeah, the NCAA is the only one because it's a complete dictatorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens in track and field as well. But I just think in baseball, there's so many examples, so many associations. You know, where do you draw the line? Next thing you know, you got a bunch of blank pages. I was just saying about Aaron Rodgers where I got cut off. I was surprised he was so strident in front of a TV camera when he could have just said, listen, this is really disappointing. We got some things to work out, and we'll try and move on from here. But he kind of went after him a little bit.
Yeah. Bruce, I'll let you go. I know you're going to tennis today, aren't you?
I'm heading to tennis, and not a whole lot of buzz about that. but I'm a tennis fan. And it's what I'm doing this weekend. And I'm actually looking forward to it. So.
Well, good for you. One last question for you, and I appreciate Bruce Jenkins being with us. This is the time of year, and I know I wish I could say it about the Giants. I really do. When teams come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden the race to the finish happens, and you realize, hey, we're pretty good, and you may beat the guy in first place. Do you see any team in baseball? I mean, the Nationals, boy, they fall over each other all the time.
Wow.
The Pirates and Reds and Cardinals, they're sort of in it. Diamondbacks, Dodgers, sort of in it.
Yeah.
How about Tampa Bay? They took over for Boston. The Orioles maybe could be one of those teams.
Sure.
Or the Yankees coming out of nowhere. The Tigers could Cleveland be one of those teams? The Angels. Bruce, do you see a team that could make a baseball story this year?
I think Washington could still make a run at it. They've got Gio Gonzalez sort of on the same hook that Nelson Cruz and Peralta and some of these Biogenesis guys are on, where conceivably something could come down with him. That would be a season record for them. But they're so talented, really up and down. I could see them doing it. I could see the Angels doing it. Anytime you get Weaver or Wilson out there, that's a very dangerous team. They've got so much talent, it's amazing that they haven't done more. But as far as those other teams, you know, they pretty much have big-time winning records anyway. I really like Cleveland. I think they got an interesting roster. Conceivably they could do it, but put me down for Washington.
All right. No, okay. Somebody is going to do it. Believe me, there will be a story. Yeah. It happens every year like this. I'll put you down for Washington. I like that Cleveland pick. I'm going to go with the Angels. That was my team.
Okay.
What about you, Pat? Do you see a team coming out of nowhere sort of to make the baseball
story? Well, the Nationals,
story?
I mean, they're behind the Giants. They're, at this point, they're the biggest disappointment because everybody, that was a trendy pick to win the National League. So they have a lot of talent. Boy, Cleveland's got some skill, and I don't see the Pirates go somewhere. I think they've got some fun players.
All right,
they've got a potential MVP in McCutcheon, so Pirates are pretty cool.
All right. Hey, Bruce, thanks so much. Hall of Fame day tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to talking with you and learning what you know about Deacon White.
Yeah, absolutely. I may have to do a little homework.
Right. I think he invented the catcher's mask, but I'll leave that up to you. All right. Have a good day, Bruce.
Okay, thanks
so much.
Thanks,
Bruce.
Thanks a lot.
All right.